Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. Vigilant. Sober. Of good behavior. Given to much hospitality. Able to teach. Not given to wine. No striker. Not greedy or filthy looker. But patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One that rules well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice or a newborn baby. Lest being lifted up with pride, he shall fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, might the deacons be grave. They should be grave or serious. Not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy or filthy liquor. Now we read all this to get to this point. Because the scripture must be in context. But this is what I really needed. Verse 9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Our Christian life is sometimes mysterious. There are things about our Christian life that is not always clear. And sometimes the ordinances that we observe in the church, they look physical, and therefore when God says this is what the ordinance means spiritually, it looks mysterious to us. Bible says holding the mysteries of the faith in a pure conscience, or with a pure conscience. I think that some of the ordinances of our Christian life are mysterious. For example, the Lord's Supper. For example, laying on of hands. For example, prayer. Declarations. Many of these things don't follow logic. In a sense, you can say it is mysterious. So it takes faith to be able to grasp what God is saying through these ordinances or tokens within our Christian faith. The Bible says that church leaders like deacons, and really all of us, must be able to hold up the mysteries of our faith and not allow it to be taken casually and not allow for people to make ridicule of it.
Now,
A few things about some of our Christian ordinances. I'm going to read to you three verses. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Luke chapter 1, verse
6.
1 Corinthians 11 and verse 2. Malachi
3:7,
Luke 1:6, 1 Corinthians 11:2. I just want to use this as another step towards what we want to share.
Malachi 3:7
first. And I read, even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. God told
Israel,
I have given you laws, I've given you commandments, and I've given you ordinances that you may observe them. But the Lord said, from the days of their fathers, they had gone away from his ordinances. So those of us who don't take the ordinances of God seriously, don't allow this verse to be spoken against your life. Every ordinance of in our Christian work must be held up, although it may be mysterious to us. Luke chapter 1, verse 6 now. Talking about Elizabeth and Zachariah.
Now, Elizabeth and Zachariah.
And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Unlike our previous text or verse, the Bible says about Zachariah and Elizabeth that they were walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and God found them blameless.
Now we can kind of look at some panel watch say Elizabeth and Zachariah there. Omo nanti wonyame mra ne ne hyehye nyina so wonyame tumi ka say mfumbi ani wo mo ho.
May God find you blameless anka, with regard to his ordinances.
Anka wonyame hyehye awade ahyehye ama wo no anka enko ba say nyame enhu mfumso bi awo wo ho.
Now 1 Corinthians 11:2.
Korinto fo nguma edikan ti du ba ko chichemu mienu.
Paul said, now I praise you.
Now Paul is saying, "I fear me."
You see, Paul had a lot of bashing against the church of Corinth.
Now Paul, na Corinth of Asafuno, I want you to be breaker the tiawo.
They made him so angry.
Now no mama nebufu, mama she nebufu.
They doubted his calling.
Now nena nefra wo nyamedi afre nupono mumu.
They misused the gifts of the Spirit.
Now onyango ponsun sunkro kwa dum nupono mumfa nyashi.
They dishonored the Lord's table. So many wild things were done by the church of Corinth.
Now Corinth has suffered no more no more no more.
But in chapter 11 and verse 2,
now can kind to do back which it's a mummy. No,
he said, now I praise you,
or say, I fade the me, you my
brethren, that you remember me in all things.
Sir, I didn't
Paul said, I praise you.
Paul is saying, "Me come from him."
That you remembered me at Christmas.
Say, "Bro, nya bro, po mo kai me."
You remembered me on my birthday.
Me mama fish ya da mo kai me.
You remembered me when I was going to challenges.
Emra me ko how mo no mo kai me.
I praise you, brethren, because you remember me in all things.
I say, "Me come from him." Enu ano me san sa di eni na mo no mo kai me.
And keep the ordinances as I deliver them unto you.
Na enshishaya me dema mo no sumu di su sa di me dema mo nara.
What is an ordinance? An ordinance is a ceremony. It's a practice. It's a service. It can also mean anything. In fact, not it can. It actually means anything declared right. It means a tradition. Paul said, I praise you because you keep the traditions as I deliver them unto you.
Now Paul is saying, may come from essence, and she shall me demand more abeya adia da da ye no na mo ye.
Now I share with you three ordinances. The first is the ordinance of prayer. Prayer often does not make sense. But it makes faith. And it allows spiritual things to occur. The second thing is the Lord's Supper. And the third thing is laying on of hands. As I've said, these ordinances often do not make sense to the carnally minded person.
So
and therefore there are Christians who do not honor the observation of the Lord's Supper. They don't pray much because prayer doesn't make sense to them. And sometimes they make very, very funny comment about people who pray. Okay? They make funny comment about people who pray as though they are wasting their time and that they should rather do something else. It is true that prayer is not be and all. Okay? But prayer is a vital part, and you cannot and should not ridicule prayer or a prayerful person. Because you have something material that prayerful person doesn't have, you think you are better off and that he better stop the praying and do what you have been doing. Now, but it's because you don't understand the mystery of prayer. Now, so you can choose to have such a reaction. What you need to do is to encourage the person to keep prayer and add to it. But don't ridicule the prayer and make it look like either or. Either or, because most of the things in our Christian faith, they are not either or.
Yeah.
You think and you pray. You pray and you think. You believe and you work hard. You add everything. As you rely on the Holy Spirit, you also use your talents, you use your gifts. So it should never be like either or. Stop this Holy Spirit things, and then no, he still needs the Holy Spirit thing. But he probably is out of balance and must pick up that area of his life where he must develop his gift and talent as well. So let us be careful that we don't put down the mysteries of the faith. Bible says we must hold it up as leaders, as deacons, as shepherds, as church members, as the people of God, because Christianity is not a secular thing, it's a spiritual thing. Are you here with me this morning?
Yeah.
Because it's a spiritual thing, we need to hold up all the spiritual things that have become our tradition and our heritage and our practice.
Now, as I say, Christo, sumaya sun suma dienti. And once you're too bitch in a cry, eh, be a no be a wa, on sumunya min, so when you're my baby, be, nebby obi or sumunya min, or niti wa, uba kache nya or sumunya min, say, danya me sumna na bra, nayan shishen yo mem, no sunya yo mani bi debi, tuna fuse, koswara sumunya min abo umpaye, na ya sun sumwe juma, ne mommy ya juma, ne nyanya wa se, unye su, faka unya me sumno, and once I kache when ya say, jai umpai boa wo bono, and I jai wo suma wo sum ne kronyeno, na bra, na ya su yam prim pe, e ya simun yo mani bi, na wasa wa kane se, koswara ya usun sumwe juma, na koswara ya juma, ne nyanya se se unya so faka un, mienu no e wase e kambom.
This year, you need to keep on praying about your life. Prayer is essential for us and to us Christians. Through prayer, we are able to push back the works of the devil. Jesus said to Simon, He said, Simon, I've had a vision about you. And it's not a good vision. Simon said, what is the vision, Jesus? Jesus said, Simon, take your time. Simon said, I want to know, Master. So Jesus told him the vision. Jesus said, I have seen Satan.
Na Yesu ka se me hu se wo bonsam.
And I saw him coming after your life.
Na me hu se wo bonsam o ba o tatao.
I saw him coming after your life.
Na me hu se wo ba be tatao.
His eyes were red.
Na ne ni abriye.
And I knew his intentions.
Na me nim na dwen awade ba.
His intention was to run you dry.
Na ne ni adwen ne se wo be ma wa ye kwa.
He said, Simon, I have seen it.
I said, Simon, me who?
And Peter said, is that so?
And Petro said, hey, ampa.
Jesus said, absolutely.
And Yesu said, me who ne papa?
He said, I have seen Satan and his desire is after you.
Now I said, me who obronsam ne mom ne penise wo benyam.
And I want to say to you that Satan's desire was is not only after Simon. His desire is after me. His desire is after you. Now, he is called our enemy. A human being cannot be your enemy. Satan may use them, but the real enemy is the devil. So if you have anything to send to the sender, back to the sender, send it back to the devil.
Thank you.
And show mercy to human beings.
Nyaya kan se wotamfo wo wa ni obonsam satan. Onipa nya wo bonsam, ana nipa nya wotamfo. Obi bia na wa ye na dwen se wo jina ma ya wotamfo, che so bonsam na ni ni ye adwuma. Ene ti wa bon pa ya wa chichire mpa ye nya bebo back to sender, no mfa mbo nipa. Ye pa cho. Wo nipa mbo. Now I want to say we are back to send that Satan. What ya? Me ka back to send that sumesi. What kunu kwa? Satan edi ni ya juma tu chichi ni nina. Back to send that Satan. Now I jina adie. Now when hu wani pano obon sam nam no so de yes adie no mobo.
So Jesus said his desire is to sift you.
Now we see Yesu kachi ane se obon sam ni pene se wabe show wabe so muna wachung.
His desire is to take the water out of your system. His desire is to sift you like wheat. But Jesus says something interesting.
Na Yesu kan bi biya yade.
In Luke chapter 22 verse 32 now.
Now we can look at sympathy dionu mienu na.
It was in 31 that he said Satan is seeking to sift you.
Na wo kan nim ho na na no pese wo ka se wo bonsama ye na dwese wo pese wo show.
In verse 32, it makes my heart rejoice.
Na wo kan ka dwasa mienu na e ma mani che.
Jesus said, but I have prayed for you.
Na Yesu se na ma bom pa yama.
Jesus said, but I have prayed for you.
Na Yesu se na ma bom pa yama.
Thank God when you have somebody who can pray for you.
E shaka rade se ye wo kro fo mo bom pa yama ye.
This life is not just moving up and down. It's not just moving up and down. There are things that have been organized, planned from the kingdom of the devil against my life. I am not ignorant of it. I am aware of it. I am not afraid because I know who holds tomorrow. But I'm aware of it.
Yes.
I am aware of it.
Yes.
And therefore, I don't like to play with prayer because it's mysterious. You are here and you are going up and down. You are praying. Sometimes nobody hears anything. Nobody hears anything. You are here 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You are praying. Somebody says, stop that wasting of time. Be careful. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. These are the people who have no honor for mysterious things in our faith. Bible says, hold it up. Hold it up. Jesus said, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you have been strengthened or when you have been converted, he said, strengthen your brethren.
Hallelujah.
So Satan was after Peter, that Peter's faith may fail, that he may not be able to strengthen the brethren. So he was after all the others, but he knew that by getting Peter, can't you see the mystery?
Yeah.
It's a mysterious thing. I stand here today. How many of you have prayed for me this year? You may not know what it means to pray for your pastors. You may not know. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. And those of you who don't have people who will pray for you, woe betide you if you cannot pray for yourself. I said, woe betide you if you cannot pray for yourself. Then it means that the will of the devil can come against your life. And the will of man, sometimes men also hate us. And somebody can say, this thing, you will never get it as long as I'm here. And they will say, over my dead body. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Yeah, a man can frustrate you. But through prayer, you are just in your house. You mention his name. You get some verses. And you mention the verses over his name. It's mysterious. And you pray. Pulling down strongholds. Yeah. Pulling down strongholds. Yeah. It's mysterious, but it works.
Yes.
I said it works.
Yes.
These are the mysteries of our faith. And the Bible says, let's hold it up. Don't speak down at it. It's a mystery. You can easily be carnally minded and trash it. But Bible says, hold it up. It's your call and it's my call.
Na wo bron sam tumi hyehye nyoma bebre. Na wo tumi hyehye na wo sesa na odi abrɔ. Se wonnye wo bi a wo bɔ mpa ya ma wo. Na wo ankasa so wo mma mpa ya dia wawu. Esa se wo bron sam betumi atete wo. Ɛna wo nipa dasani so betumi atete wo. Obi betumi aka kyerɛ se se mi wa he dia. Wonnye ye da kye se mawu. Ɛna ti wo ba ne sa na wonnye obi a wo bɔ mpa ya na obi bɔ biboa wo dia. Ɛne na wonnye Yesu na so. Said the Yesu catcher Petro said, "Me wose wa bon samo tatao, nensu me ma bon pa ya mauno. Se wotu mi jina sa. Oni anu betumi afani din. Wa fa Bible quotation na dia ka ho. Na wa sase sa wo bon pa ye gu ni din ni quotation no so. Se be wa bon samo wa be she nu oni wudi asie no. Wodi quotation no nyame asem ne pia na sinche na ne nyame pe no abem. Obon samo hise. Obon sam de ni o ma to akwan mu sa wo be ebe ye si akwan dia ma. Adie ni wo wanim he yan so otumi nya esan se obi we se odi blockage odi asi wo kwan na so wo de mpa ye be jinam na wa jinyame dia enye na obetwen fo hwe petro adie na petro adie na opeso yan ni se jidia no wo wo nyame mu no ebe hwere na se jidia petro won so hwere dia enkaifo ni nyina wo mu nya bi eni ti ono ye candidate no bo san peso jini jidie no ama onya bi mo na so yesu ka se me hu se wo bronsa person wo hwe se wit na so me ma bom pa ya ma se wo jidi be jina na se wo jina se wo nuanom so nkran.
The next mysterious thing I want to talk about is laying on of hands.
Adie ye hu bia me pesa me ka hu asem ye nsa ye di go so.
It's a mystery.
Eya anwanwade.
God has designed and he said to Moses to tell Aaron to bless his people in a certain manner.
Na yesu ka kire Moses se o pese Aaron
and Aaron was to stand over the people and bless them by saying, "The Lord bless you."
Na na Aaron na waso ojina nkrofo nanim na ohyira nkrofo no obra oka se Awurade nhyira
and say, "The Lord increase your properties."
Na onyame nkame na onyame ma wonioma enkosoro.
May the Lord favor your life.
Amen.
And so on and so forth. And God said, "You shall put my name upon them." That is the work of a priest.
Now where you are also for a juma.
That is the work of a pastor.
Now where you are also for a juma.
That is why sometimes when we are preaching, we don't only teach you the word of God, but we declare as well. It's not for joke. It is for real. And another thing that they were taught as priests to do was to lay their hands or put their hands on what is called the scapegoat and transfer the sins of the people on the goat. And then you take the goat into the bush till it will roam and die, or a lion or a tiger will kill it. You see, it was mysterious, or it is mysterious, because it was believed that the goat was carrying the sins of the people. Does it make sense to you? Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. but it makes faith. Mm-hmm. So this is also another part of the mystery of the faith. The priest put his hand on the goat and transferred the sins of all the people on the goat. It's a mystery.
Nah,
if you are always thinking and always using your mind, you can easily ridicule it. Laying on of hands, you can easily ridicule it.
Na adie biom so a onyankopon hye asofo wo Israel mre so so omoye ni se omo fa ponche baako na wo mo ka Israel boni nyina fa ngwa ponche no so na sofo ne fa ne santo ponche no so owi a omo fa no koto nguram so obe yire o sa abwe bi ba chi no ndi anyo bi asem na so se wo de wa dwene etoto ho a wo be wa dwene ba ye o se enya hwe na so eye nsema na adie si ya no nyame hwe se ye ye nti
sometimes the destiny of a person is on a paper. Somebody dies. And a lawyer comes up.
Na lawyer ba.
And he says that we have to meet.
Ano wasi wasi yeshia.
Anybody with a paper, we have to meet.
Na wakas lawyer neba kato musi wasi yeshia.
So when you meet.
Ano tisa musia.
The lawyer takes out a paper.
Na lawyer no wafakra tawa ne bagim.
And he says that this is the will and testament of so and so.
Na wakase weye.
On a paper. Then he mentions your name. Mrs. So and so. You shall inherit the house. You and the children. Then he comes to the children. When Akosia is 21. He should be giving 50% of my investment with so and so. Then it comes to the last person.
Now I ban your chat one.
Adwa.
Adwa Auntie Adwa.
Adwa was a very bad girl.
Adwa no anya na so din.
She never followed anything I said.
Nya dia me ka bi Adwa ntie.
So I want this to be given to Adwa.
Na say dey when person mo dey ma Adwa.
Give her a Bible.
Mama the Bible
to read.
Our back in kind.
And to obey.
Now on this so.
That is my will and testament.
Me ankasa me dwapa dia me dey ja hon any.
Everybody gets material things. Adwa gets what? A Bible. But in actual fact, if Adwa would take the Bible seriously, she may discover to her amazement that she's been given the greatest gift
Hallelujah.
ever. So after the meeting, you will see that people's destinies have been changed because of what was on the paper. I'm saying that a paper can determine the course of your life. What shows that you have been to a university? It's a paper. I said it's a paper. It's not the suffering you went through. Everything has been reduced to one page. Few words. All your suffering. 7 years, 4 years. Everything has been reduced to a page. A cardboard. Almost like a cardboard. With some words and a wild signature. That's the only thing. That is determining the course of your life. You can't go and say, and I was at the university. No, prove it. What do you bring? A paper. A paper is determining the course of your life.
Now your school bebreba obeko UCC quiz bebreba obeko KNUST die bebreba nyina wewie wonna nyina wadidie nyina no ade a ode bechira ye krata krata no ensu ehuye wuhu signature eda so krada tintintin bako eno tuntumi fa wanu megira ho ka se na bako university oko university a den na chire krata wan hwe ye de be obi invitation card ene ye de be ma so ade a chire se wako university ni.
In a similar manner, your life can be drastically changed by the laying on of hands. Laying on of hands is real, but it is the reality is not always visible. One day Moses laid his hands on his younger brother, if you like, his minister, fellow minister, Joshua. When Moses did that, people saw a change in Joshua's life. They said Joshua now has the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him.
So
it's good to read. It's good to learn. But I'm also saying that there is a mystery part where by the laying on of hands, you can be given a spirit of wisdom,
yes,
which is not something you can get in a classroom.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God and continue and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name.
Right, now I want to talk about Family Matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery. where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that is disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children, why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 3, Purpose of Children of Purpose, in this chapter, I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.